P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Cody.
Why don't you have some fun?
Fun!
Tommy.
It's a cave thing.
Whoever she is, I'm gonna find her and I'm gonna hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish!
I'm always home, I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Hey Hoff fans, welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, and we're always ready to talk all things Philip Seymour Hoffman and beyond. That was kind of Toy Story-ish. Did you see the Toy Story 4 trailer?
I've seen at least like one of them. I feel like there's like maybe a couple, and like I've seen some TV spots. So I know the Cage Club guys are excited because, or, you know, Cage Club in general, but then, you know, because of Keanu. It's the summer of Keanu.
Yeah, no. And I was talking to Cage Club co-founder Joey Lewandowski. I'm like, you guys got to be like hitting this Keanu on. But apparently they're recording that Netflix movie soon, so that'll be out on cageclub.me. You know, so it is the summer of Keanu. That's Keanu's hot, and he deserves it. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, he's like a cool breeze off the mountain, isn't that his name or something?
Cool. It's a shame we never got a Keanu Hoffman film.
No, yeah, that I feel like they would have been a good like team up for something. Yeah.
What Keanu film could you see Hoffman in? Off the top of your head, I know you didn't do homework about this one, but.
Well, I mean, so you think Keanu and you think action film, so then you think like, you know, like what other, you know, like what, so I would imagine maybe not like Speed specifically and like Philip Seymour Hoffman then being the bad guy, but then like you just think, I think Keanu, I think action, then I think, okay, you're asking me if you want Philip Seymour Hoffman in it, then I think of like maybe what action movies has he been in. I think Mission Impossible 3. I think, you know, so I think like Tom Cruise, and so then I'm just like, ooh, maybe like a bad guy somehow. So
that's where
my mind is at. And then also, I mean, and then if you think of the time of Keanu movies up until, because there is this kind of Keanu renaissance going on. Keanu-sance. So I like that, Keanu-sance. Yeah, there's kind of a Keanu-sance going on. So the films that were coming out while Philip Seymour Hoffman were still alive, like, were, you know, as far as films go, like, he I don't think, you know, he was kind of, he was above them, not to be mean towards Keanu, but.
I mean, yes and no. I don't know.
I'm gonna pull up.
IMDb. One I just pulled up is Something's Gotta Give. I'm trying to think if he fits in there. John Favreau's in that?
Yeah, he's, doesn't he play like, oh wait, no, I'm thinking of a different, I was thinking he was like also a doctor in that movie, but no. I don't know.
Keanu's a doctor.
Yeah, no, I know Keanu's a doctor. But let's see, so 2000, what, our main man died in 14.
Sweet.
Oh, 2014 was the first John Wick? Wow. Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
I could see him in The Devil's Advocate. Hoffman.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, no. There's definitely like, yeah, in the. I mean, because that's what that's in the 90s, right?
Yeah, 97.
So yeah, like a smaller role in that when Philip Seymour Hoffman was like taking smaller roles, like yeah, definitely. So that's that would yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I mean,
but we're here, of course, though, to reveal the winner of our poll. Well, they're all winners, all Hoffman. Well, I don't know if all Hoffman movies are winners, but all his performances to us are winners.
Yes, and this specific round, like I think as we said on the last episode, you know, that we when we were talking Twister, was that we had some people saying like, oh, like cover bigger films. Now, Twister is a big movie. But I guess the caliber of his performances, maybe, like as far as later in his career that they were wanting. So I mean, we gave you two great options: Charlie Wilson's War and The Master. I mean, two movies that both in which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, and unfortunately lost. I don't know who he lost. Let me look up who he lost to for Charlie Wilson's War. I know he lost to, and I will always be angry at it, Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained.
Do your best Christoph Waltz impression.
An avocado. That's how you say avocado.
I forgot his name, but on SNL, the guy is a really good Christoph Waltz. I always say that, but it's true.
Yeah. It's the deep breaths and just like, yeah, like almost like it's not as weird as a Werner Herzog, but you know, accents. So
you know, accents.
Yeah, you know, accents.
Is it as good as Gunther Bachmann?
Yeah, and Philip Seymour Hoffman does a great German accent in A Most Wanted Man.
That's an underrated film. Like, I really actually enjoyed that film. Yeah, some that people was
like
didn't.
A good, but, like, political.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Thriller.
Thriller, yeah.
I like political thrillers.
Yeah.
So, did you find out who he lost to you?
No, I'm one of those people that I can't have a conversation while type at the same time. So, Charlie. Academy Awards. There was the 80th Academy Awards, and he lost to Javier Bardem. So, you know, for No Country for Old Men. That makes more sense than, yeah, not to take anything away from Christoph Waltz, but he just played like a nice version of like Hans Landa. and it wasn't even like Inglourious Basterds was that long before.
No, it was Django. Like a year, not a year, but
it was like three.
Three, years. I thought it was like two.
Yeah, huh. it just felt like, I mean, him, for, you know, he got snubbed for The Master.
Would you put, I'm assuming yes, but you know how they used to sell like at Best Buy like DVD collections of like an actor's best films?
Yeah.
Let's say there's five of them. Would you put this in the top five, and what are your other three? Because I'm assuming you would.
What's this? Which one?
These two. These two.
Oh, these two. These two. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're definitely. I mean, they're up there in his. In his roles. I mean, in his like. I mean, and just working obviously with P.T. Anderson and then working with I mean, the fact that Charlie Wilson's War and, you know, an Aaron Sorkin screenplay.
I would say for me, like, I can't
put Capote's definitely in there.
Capote's definitely in there. I can't put in Mission Impossible 3, and I can't put in, like, a Hunger Games or things like that, because they're already a part of franchises, so they likely wouldn't be in, like, a DVD set, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I think Capote, Charlie Wilson's War. This is no particular order. Master. Doubt. You have to put Doubt.
Yeah, Doubt's in there.
Because this is like what's showing his commanding performances.
Yeah, exactly. And then Synecdoche, New York.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I think between leading and supporting roles in those, you know, I mean, it's a pretty, between him, Meryl Streep, and Amy Adams, you know, Doubt is, you know, like that. It's juggled between those three. So while he's a lead, I mean, and then even The Master is like him, Amy Adams, and of course Joaquin Phoenix.
So Walt Hickey, he used to work for 538. Now he works for, he has his own platform, his own mailing list, which is great. Numlock News. He's been on my show, but I know he's been on a lot of Cage Club shows. He first got on my radar actually before he was on any network shows. At 538, because he used to like do these movie charts and break down the one that got on the guy's radar was a Nicolas Cage one, but he used to break down like each actor's movie into categories. And okay. I think that should be like our homework. Like, we should figure out like four or five categories for Hoffman and then put movies in those categories in terms of.
We almost did those when we gave the awards.
Yeah, no, we almost did. So I think that'll be a good good homework. And maybe for our next in-between episode, we kind of map this whole thing out. Because if you think about it, look, we just named, like, his command performances.
Yeah.
There's definitely, like, something for, like, small roles in big films early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I don't know what we would call that. And then, of course, like, small indie films where he... To me, it's like small indie films where he's the lead, and there's small indie films where he's just like a working actor. You know, there are a couple different categories. And then you have,
I think,
like,
there would be like early standouts would be a category.
Yeah. I mean, we'll take a look. We'll sit down. We'll do the homework for you guys. You know, the one that might be the outlier would be Along Came Polly, because he didn't do too many like that.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, it would have to be.
No, come on. There's no other thing like zany comedies, you know?
No. I was just like then trying to think like what else would fall in there as far as, yeah. I mean, you have a very, 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 very small role in Strangers with Candy.
Yeah, yeah, true. That's, I would be like cameo category, and then it's like maybe like the only one. But, you know, we're not here for Along Came Polly. We're here for a movie that some people consider the opposite. Either two movies, either The Master or Charlie Wilson's War. So should I reveal who won?
Please do. Please do. What? Tell the Hoff fans who they voted for.
The winner was, and it
not
wasn't
what,
honest.
What they voted for. Sorry, not who.
And the winner was, and it wasn't that close. I thought it would be. It was a landslide, Kyle.
A landslide?
Yes, and the landslide went to one of your favorite films.
It was a Fleetwood
films.
Mac?
Yes. The landslide. The Master, P.T. Anderson's masterpiece to some people, a very polarizing film, but The Master kicked Charlie Wilson's War's ass, winning on all platforms.
Wow.
So, Kyle, we're going to sit down. It's a long one, right?
It is a long one.
We're going to sit down and watch a really, really long P.T. Anderson film, like we've done before.
This is the third P.T. Anderson movie we're covering. That's crazy.
Yeah, this is not what I would call a lighter watch. Maybe for August, my birthday month, we'll pick more of a lighter film to cleanse us of the intensity of watching The Master. But, you know, these have been fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like now, you know, your opening for this, you say, you know, and beyond, and it just makes me think, right, when you said that, and I'm thinking of these two movies, I think of the you know, the compilation of the deleted scenes for The Master, and it's called The Master Back Beyond, and it's, and that alone is like turned into like a 20-minute short film that's incredible. So not that we'll be covering that, but
no, but I mean, here, I'll give you some homework, Kyle. High School Slumber Party style, watch it. And let's talk about it a little bit while watching The Master. There are plenty of slow tracking shots and such to speak over. So we'll need stuff to talk about. Not that it's a boring film, but it's certainly, we can't just be like, oh, look at that scene. Oh, look at that scene, you know?
Yeah.
We'll chat about it.
I'm excited. I voted for each of the films on different platforms. I didn't go full one or the other.
So guys, just a reminder, that'll be on July 1st, right before the 4th of July. A film about veterans. Right before the 4th of July. You want to catch that on cageclub.me, but also iTunes. Oh, it's not iTunes anymore. Did you hear that?
No, what is it?
So I think iTunes is dissolving, and it's just going to be Apple Podcasts.
iTunes is dissolving?
Yeah, they don't want, because they want you to subscribe to Apple Music.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Apple Music is like, you know, like their Amazon Music or their Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So they, you know, they don't have a use for iTunes anymore, apparently. So Apple Music, Spotify, where's the other one? Stitcher, Google Play. And guys, remember, on all those platforms, give us the 5 stars. Leave us a review. And all, more importantly, and I say this on my show a lot, tell a friend about P.S. I Love Hoffman. Spread the love of Hoffman, not because of us, but because this is the greatest actor who's ever lived and ever will live. And we need to keep his legacy going alive. Wouldn't you say so, Kyle?
Definitely. And again, just even with the Twister episode, I saw his mom liking and, you know, I think even like a comment maybe.
Oh, really?
Definitely liking. So, you know, it's just I'm just happy that we're creating stuff that she's enjoying and seeing at least enjoying that we're posting about it. I don't know if she's actually listening, but at least, you know, that, you know, she likes seeing that we're posting about it, which, you know, it must, I'm not tooting our own horn, but you know, it must be comforting to know that her son does have a legacy.
At least two big fans out there, but many more.
So many more.
And, you know, we're so happy to hear from you guys, U-Haul fans out there.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, what's been going on at your other show, Foodie Films? Anything fun, anything interesting lately?
Well, since we did the Twister episode, there was a, I don't know if I talked about it on the Twister episode. I think so. But I'll say it again here. We've got a kind of a new show, and it's called The Short Order Sessions, and you were my first guest on.
Oh, yeah. Appropriately.
And so there's no exact science as to when those kind of episodes will come out. They'll come out in the in-between weeks of my, you know, major podcast episodes, and sometimes it'll be that, sometimes it'll be the videos that I'm doing that you can find on Foodie Films YouTube page. But then also Foodie Films is just ever so expanding, and if you guys didn't know already, but I'm sure, you know, I've mentioned it, but I, you know, I work in film production and I'm a freelance videographer, and I don't always work well with others. So I love the idea of being my own boss. I work well with others when, you know, if you're hiring me to film something for you, I work well for you, but not, you know, I don't know.
I think we've made a good team on PS I Love Hoffman, Kyle.
That's true. That's very true. I don't know necessarily what I'm saying. I mean, who doesn't? I think in the end of the day,
hire me. I don't work well with others.
I don't work well with others. No, I think in the end of the day, I mean, many people would like to be their own boss. So that's just what I'm trying to go for right now. I'm more or less, the big thing is I'm trying to cut out the middleman as far as you know, shoots that I'm getting hired for. So I'm starting my own company, Foodie Films Media Specialists. And what does that mean? That means video, that means audio, including, of course, podcasts, because that's where Foodie Films got its start. And that I would love to, not necessarily that I am best with the written word, but I would love for people to get involved and, you know, write some articles, some blogs about food and film experiences. And so, hopefully we'll start, I mean, we're started filming content for people, did a Giants softball charity event recently, did a makeup artist, a little like behind the scenes video for her company. So more and more stuff. So it's not just food related. It's just, it's becoming a production company. So yeah.
It's expanding.
It's expanding. So Foodie Films is, you know, becoming a brand of sorts, which I'm very excited about. I feel like I'm finally finding, you know, a bit more of a place and a stabilization in this world of production.
Good to hear. And, you know, on my other show, High School Slumber Party, things are going pretty well. We're ending our freshman year, which...
Wow, frosh.
All the films we've done up to now. I just decided, you know, since the summer... is now, that made the most sense. But if you guys can do me a favor, if you Haw fans can do me a solid, if you don't listen to High School Slumber Party yet, listen to a couple episodes. But if, let's say, you don't have the time or you just like Hoffman films, for my freshman year experience, I'm doing something called a freshman yearbook special or a freshman yearbook episode, something like that. And I want you guys to vote for superlatives for every movie I've covered so far. Now, you might not know all the movies, but there's some classics on there, and there's some classic characters on there. And you can vote by going on to Facebook, High School Slumber Party, or Twitter, High School Slumber Party. I've posted it up there, and I know you Haw fans are very good at voting, because you vote every month for these things. And just do me a solid. Give me some votes, and help support the High School Slumber Party yearbook episode. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, that was fun. I voted already, and there was some great categories, some fun choices, and so, I mean, I just, you know, you guys should, if you haven't checked out High School Slumber Party. You really should, because you guys just cover a lot of great, fun movies, and you've had a lot of fun guests, especially when I'm on.
I've determined that there are 3 Philip Seymour Hoffman high school films, and I've gotten the approval. Can you name them?
Okay, so...
The approval for myself, by the way.
All right.
I'm my own boss on High School Slumber Party.
What's the... My Boyfriend's Back?
My Boyfriend's Back.
Okay.
That's the hardest one.
Strangers with Candy?
Oh, there's 4 then. Okay, there's 4. I wasn't
thinking that. Look at me taking you to school.
Yeah. Good line.
Thank you.
So there's 4.
Almost Famous?
Yes, and one more.
Hunger Games isn't a high school movie, is it?
No.
Are the kids in Doubt high school age?
No, definitely not. Okay. They're way younger.
25th Hour?
I mean, you could count that because he's a high school teacher. you could count that, but that's not what I'm thinking of. This one is really early, and it stars like a titan, another titan of the screen. It's a really early
Scent film. Of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman, yes.
I'm just getting started. The bread, Charlie. You got to try the bread. Ooh, that's a food scene I have to cover.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We have to put that on the ballot one of these days because we haven't seen that in a long time.
In a while. And that's a great... I loved that movie. That, I think when watching it for the podcast was the first time like I watched that movie in full and like not on like a cable channel with it a little bit. And I really... Really enjoyed. That's a Martin Brest film. I know that because of the Garden State Plaza murals.
Oh yeah. Okay. I forgot about that.
That's the only reason like that I know that is specifically a Martin Brest film. Nothing against Martin Brest, but it's just like it stuck in my head that it was just like I don't know.
No, but I mean,
Martin Brest is a great director. He did, like, Beverly Hills Cop and Midnight Run. Yeah, no, he's a really good director, but it's just, like, I mean, Scent of a Woman, I guess, makes sense because then it's the one that Pacino won for. It's just, I don't know, it's just very fun. Like, we always talk about those murals at, you know.
And Scent of a Woman, I feel like if we listen to that episode, and I'm sure you Hoff fans have listened to that one because it's one of the early ones, but if we listen to that episode back, we probably are like, wow, we suck, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure... I listened to early High School Slumber Party episodes, and that was only last year, and I'm like, what the hell is I doing? No, I don't want to not sell it. As you know, you're your own worst critic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure it's great. And again, it's not about us. It's about celebrating the legacy of Philip Seymour Hoffman. And I hope we do that every episode. And Kyle, I look forward to hanging out with you on July 1st and hanging out with all you Hoff fans and watching The Master.
Yeah, let's put on our navy blues.
Well, Kyle, take us out. Take us out.
Oh, okay. Well, as always, you know, you should still stay uncool.
Ooh, I like that touch.
Thank you. I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex a thing. Give my heart.